From talking mouths.
Unless I say something really funny, I'm not usually in this at all.
Yep.
So it's just a monologue for you.
Yeah. My name is Ludovic Goyer. We're right now riding, we're about midway down or the beautiful bouncing bunny trail on the Mount Mac trails or on the Mount Mac property. It's interesting when you ride these, you know, the cycle of life of these trails. At first, they were not there, so a lot of us were kind of riding what we could using, when it was on the ski season, you go and ride on the ski trails and then starting to take shortcuts and use it. And then these trails appear, so that trail building boom kind of appeared. You start riding them, they're beautiful, they're flowy, they're on, and as they get used, they get they get chewed up and the roots come up. So, you know, I was commenting that some of these trails are getting really rooty. So sorry on the wrists and aren't on the, you know. Well, I've been e-biking for almost 3 years now, using a bike to commute to work, and did some trail. Like, interestingly enough, when we talk about using e-bikes, I used my e-bikes to do that. Maybe I didn't do trail building, but I did some trail cleaning where I got stuff wood and up that couldn't have been reachable with a four-wheeler so I took a little trailer and up and got stuff and debris backing off the trail. So yeah, so doing that, but mountain biking, I took the plunge and got myself an actual mountain bike a couple weeks ago. Well, the model I currently use, and it's fairly new to me, so it's a Giant. It's called a Rain E, I think, or, you know, hopefully I'm getting that right. So it's really getting to the point where these bikes look similar, very similar to regular mountain bikes, with the addition, the motors and that's a pedal assist. The motors and where the pedals are, so better, better overall feeling in terms of, and then you got your bar that is essentially a battery and so that's it. So heavy, it's certainly a heavier bike. But starting closer compared to the first ones, like, they certainly getting closer and closer in feel to a regular mountain bike. Well, it's interesting because many years ago, going through, you know, even trying to keep up with people that I met that were way fitter than I was or had been athletes in their youth, and saying, you know, it'd be great if I could shove an electric motor, and that became a reality. So at first, you kind of, you know, I think there's a bit of hesitation because you're being seen and not being, but then I tried doing it for work because it was made the commute easier. And then I've injured myself. So I'm currently nursing a knee injury. You know, usually it would mean like you stop, like I can go with some of these longer, rides where there's a lot of, you know, twisting on your knee and chance of going over the bike. So it gives you that chance. And the bikes are getting now to a stage where they're getting fun to ride on the trail. So that broadens your option, also allows you to reach places that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily reach because you don't have the time. Some of these rides that you would do in the Yukon, like, it's the commitment is essentially a day to do them. So e-bike allows you to reach. So to me, it's a good compliment. There is still stuff I need. I like a light. I like the relationship, the physical relationship of, you know, just being on the bike and it being muscle powered. But then there's the e-bike expands that experience into something new and allows me to do it, for instance, now when I'm injured. Having an e-bike also allows you, in my case, where I'm no longer 20. And so sometimes you get invited to ride with people who are definitely up in skill, and you know, you just want, you wouldn't do those, you know, longer rides and where people go fast and go long. So then that allows me to join sometimes in these rides where, you know, I might have turned down because I just, not today, not for me. Leaving late in the afternoon where you're not really throwing the bike in the truck and going up for instance, at Green Mountain and coming down a trail where, you know, you would have thought a little more because it would have been longer. Like just that part about going up would have been long, and then the commitment in time and energy, knowing that I had something to do afterwards. So allowed me to do that. You can reach trails, for instance, reach places. You hike on the Annie Lake Road. That's another thing with e-biking is it can cut, like we've been using it to cut on the approach for some of the hiking we've been doing. So you can ride your bike and, you know, when you're thinking of the Annie Lake Road where the approaches are long, and then you start your hike. So using the e-bike allows you to get there faster and start hiking. At some point, that's kind of the Rubicon you have to cross. You are not going to, you are going like a, to look like a guy on an e-bike. You have to be comfortable with that idea. And, you know, it takes some, yeah, I was shy. Like I didn't use it for, because even for me, you say, what am I doing? Is there no going back afterwards? But I found that that's not the case. There is still room for riding. I do enjoy you know, non-electric riding, but the electric experience comes and expands the realm of what you can do.